Hello, and welcome to another edition of LQ Radio. Today I have with me from Scale, Orv Beach, who's the Public Relations Committee Chair, and Gareth Greenaway, who's the Operations Committee and Community Relations Chair. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks, Jeremy.
So for those of you who are not familiar with Scale, it's the Southern California Area Linux Expo, and this is the sixth year that it's being held. I should note that LinuxQuestions.org is a proud sponsor of Scale. I believe we sponsored 3, 4, 5, and 6, and I was lucky enough to be able to attend 4 and 5, and I will be attending 6, which starts on Friday. So, Gareth, why don't we start with you and tell me a little bit about how you got involved with Scale and maybe a little bit of history of how Scale got started.
Well, I've actually been involved with Scale since the beginning. I was one of the founding members. And Scale actually started, it grew out of a much smaller regional event that Orv and I were involved in hosting out of Simi Valley, California. And we did like roughly 4 of those events over the course of 2.5 years. And when we were planning for the 5th show, we actually heard that one of the other Linux users groups in the area, the UCLA University Linux Users Group, was planning a conference. And so we kind of met up with them, and out of that formed the Southern California Linux Expo. And we held our first show in 2002. We had 2 speaker tracks, roughly 20 or so exhibitors. So one day only event. And then we've been growing steadily ever since then. I think this year we're at 80 exhibitors, 4 speaker tracks. We're now a 3-day show versus a 1 or 2-day show, which we've been in the past. It's steadily growing by leaps and bounds.
So you're definitely seeing some pretty consistent and steady growth there. Now, Orv, have you also been involved since the beginning, or are you a more recent volunteer?
No, I was in the ground floor, in fact, even in the basement for those early shows that Gareth referred to. We actually called them Lugfest. They were sponsored by the Simi Caneo Linux Users Group and held in the cafeteria of the Nortel installation in Simi Valley. I think we held one every 6 months, and they grew steadily themselves. And by Lugfest 4, which was a 2-afternoon or maybe a day and an afternoon event, we drew 400 people. So it was pretty obvious that there was a demand for a regional show. The Nortel site closed down shortly thereafter, and we were kind of looking for something to expand upon. And Gareth said, the 3 lugs came together and decided to form a regional show, which became Scale. So, as he said, the first one was formed in 2002 when it was held at USC in their Davidson Conference Center. And I think we drew about 400 people in about 2/3 of a day. It was one day. 11 speakers I think we had a small round table at the end. We're expecting about 1,500 guests for Scale 6 this year. And as Gareth mentioned, we have 4 speaker tracks during the weekend. Additionally, we have 4 mini-conference tracks on Friday in the 3 specialty sessions. That's how it's grown.
Outstanding. And 1,500 is definitely a pretty big number, I think. Now, as you mentioned, this is a regional or a kind of community expo or show. This is something that seems to be gaining a lot of popularity between the Northwest Linux Show and the Ohio Linux Fest. And for those of you that haven't been to a commercial expo or a community expo or had the pleasure of being to both of them, they have a very different feel from each other. And what do you guys think sets apart the regional shows from the more community shows? I'm sorry, from the more commercial shows.
Well, I'll go first this time, I guess. Scale's mission has always been education of the end user, be that a commercial user or a hobbyist or a student or whatever. We want the vendors in there too, but Gareth, Community Relations Committee, focuses on the non-commercial or non-profit groups. He and his committee make a concerted effort to get as many nonprofits in the expo floor as we can, and it's close to 50-50 mix here. It's been called our secret sauce, the mix of commercial and non-commercial a booth on the floor. So we think that's pretty pretty exciting.
And just to kind of build on Orr's comments there, I mean that's something that you won't see at say like a Linux World, for example. I mean not to put Linux World down at all. It definitely has a need that it fills, but there's a very clear definition or the separation between the nonprofit organizations, the open source projects, and the commercial vendors. I mean, Linux World is very commercially oriented. That's obvious. Like walking out onto the show floor the first day, you see like the massive HP or Nokia booths versus Scale and a lot of the other regional shows. Our expo floor is very, I wouldn't necessarily call it simple, but it's very like to the point. Like everyone more or less has the same booth. No one is there with like the huge displays. When the attendees talk to the exhibitors, they're there to talk to them about Linux and open source software. They're not there to necessarily purchase a product then and there or look for some commercial tool. They're there to talk Linux and open source.
And just to build on that, Jeremy, we've heard from a lot of the commercial vendors that they're tending to prefer attending the regional shows as opposed to the large commercial ones. They think they get more bang for their buck. Those large shows are quite expensive for them to attend, and partly because we're a nonprofit and partly because we keep our cost to them low, they can attend without breaking their marketing budget. So they like the regional shows a lot.
Yeah, kind of one thing that I have to admit fascinated me the first time I attended Scale was the conference floor. Every booth, at least I think for Scale 4, was the same size, so it didn't matter if it was IBM or you know one of the traditional .org projects. The booth was actually literally the same size, where that's not the case typically when you go to some of these other expos.
And also, I mean, our booths are intermingled. So, I mean, you could have a company like IBM right next to an open source project like Debian, or a big commercial company like HP right next to the Linux Astronomy Group.
Okay.
It's people a good mix.
So, and while we're on this topic, kind of, running one of these shows has to be quite a bit different. You know, the commercial expos kind of have a clear focus, and they're there to bring Linux people together first and foremost, but they're there also, obviously, to generate a profit. With you guys not, at least as a first goal, being to generate profit to sustain yourselves, what do you think are some of the biggest challenges in running a community or regional show?
Oh, I think every committee has its own challenges. Gareth, you want to start off?
Well, I think the biggest challenge for us is that we are volunteers versus the commercial shows. They're run by people that's their job. That's what they do from 9 to 5 or from that's what they do like each and every day versus the people that run Scale and most of the other regional shows is running that show isn't our day job. We have day jobs, and then whatever spare time we happen to have, it gets devoted to running the show. And oftentimes you get into a situation that it feels as though you have two full-time jobs.
Especially the month prior to Scale. I can testify to that, and I know Gareth and all the other committee chairs are running full tilt these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I bet. And on that, do you have any plans as this grows, and obviously every year it's getting bigger, would you anticipate having some full-time people on it at some point, or do you kind of intend to keep it a 100% volunteer from a staffing perspective?
I'll try fielding that one. We've discussed that, but we're not nearly profitable enough to pay someone full-time. We make enough money to reserve a place for next year and maybe buy a little bit of capital equipment for the tech committee or whatever, and we're growing slow enough. So I would say if we need a full-time person, it isn't going to happen for a few years. It's certainly not on the table for discussion yet. We do keep continually adding volunteers to each committee, and we've been pretty successful at getting resources from the community so far.
Okay.
I like to think of Scale as an open source project in itself. Oftentimes, like you start like an open source project, for example, a software project, and you open source it, you release it to the public, and say like, hey, start hacking away on this. It's a similar thing with Scale. Is over the years, like more and more people have joined on and contributed their own patches, if you will, to the show and improved it over the years. So it is very much a community-run show. I mean, there's seven main people involved, seven chairs, but there's a ton of other volunteers behind the scenes doing stuff, adding to Scale. So, I mean, we oftentimes will get the credit for it, but it is the community that runs Scale.
Sure, and I'm sure running a show that large with all volunteers is a huge, huge undertaking.
You know, it really is. The size and of the show has, not only the size has expanded, but the scope has expanded too. We started with a straight two-day open source show. We've added many conferences that are vertical market conferences. Like this year we have, well, last year we had Women in Open Source and a healthcare track. This year we've returned with Women in Open Source. The healthcare track has doubled to two tracks, one for business and one for technical, and we've added an education track. And we're sort of contemplating the fact that if any of these verticals grow large enough to be self-sustaining, they could spin off as their own conference, you know, open source education conference or something in Southern California. So in that way, we're sort of thinking that Scale might be an incubator for those specialty conferences. We'll see where that goes. And Gareth talked about, you know, open source patches. Patches are contributions. This year, we've never had video before, and the Santa Barbara Linux Users Group has stepped forward and come forward with a lot of resources, and they volunteered to videotape all of the sessions a lot of other stuff there. So that's something new we're trying. And I'm running out of ideas, but Gareth, we've always adding stuff, and we'll try a few things, and if they don't work, we'll dump them or fine-tune them, just like you do an open-source project.
Sure. Release early, release often. So moving on, for those who are considering attending the show and are kind of on the fence, as I mentioned, it starts Friday, and those are the, what do you call them, the Friday special events, I think is what it says on the site, and then Saturday is the actual expo and show. So what's the current price for someone looking to attend?
Well, we offer like a number of promotional codes. So the standard full price is $70 for the whole weekend. That includes the expo floor, all the Friday sessions, all the talks on both days. But we also, like I said, we also offer a number of promotional codes. And anyone listening can use the promo code CAST and receive, it's either a 50 or a 40% discount. I think it's a 50% discount. So that will bring the price down to $35 for the entire show.
Which comparatively is a very, very small price, which I'm assuming you're doing that to kind of get lower the bar and get as many different kinds of people from, you know, maybe college kids and other people that maybe couldn't afford some of the more expensive shows to be able to come to Scale and get introduced to Linux.
That's absolutely correct. The student discount code is 50%. We very much want students to come. And, you know, the vendors know that the college student they're talking to now will be an IT decision maker in a couple of years. So the smart vendors will cultivate those relationships early on. That's all I had to say about that.
Sure, I'm sure a recruiting haven. So someone that might be listening that might be on the fence, maybe they don't live right in Southern California, they have a little bit of a drive, what do you think is the single biggest differentiator between other shows that should make them want to attend Scale?
Single biggest. There are more things to look at and more things to learn about at Scale than you could hope to find in 4 or 5 Linux world. Above and all, Scale is about education. This is where you can learn about open source projects you weren't aware of. have face-to-face meetings with people you've only known electronically before. Jeremy, there is an excitement on the expo floor that you can almost taste. You've been there. You can testify to that.
Absolutely.
One of the things that whenever anyone asks me that question, like what is the single exciting thing that draws people there, and it's exactly kind of what Orb touched on, is you get to see the people behind a lot of the software projects. I mean, one of the exhibitors that we have this year at Scale 6 is the Enlightenment project, and one of the main guys behind it, Carsten Hitzler, I always pronounce his name wrong, the Rastaman, is going to be there. And so, like, attendees will have a chance to meet and speak to him about Enlightenment and ask him why Enlightenment 17 has not been released yet. You just don't get that kind of experience at other shows, commercial shows.
And I hear this year there's even a John O'Bacon Ted deathmatch scheduled. Is that right? I'm hearing rumors of this.
A what?
A John O'Bacon Ted Hager deathmatch.
That is just a rumor.
Ah, okay.
And
the one thing that definitely stood out, and this was consistent through all four shows and is one of kind of my pet peeve with a lot of tech conferences, is the network was absolutely bulletproof no matter where you went. There's been a couple shows I've attended over the years where the network was up for maybe 10-15% of the time. I know in doing a little bit of reading there that you guys put a lot of work into the network. I saw that you're going to have over 100 VLANs this year. Do you have is that another volunteer in charge of that, and do you have any kind of idea what goes into that network infrastructure?
Go ahead, Orv.
It may be a volunteer, but it's definitely not an amateur. That's Stu Sheldon. He's a professional network support guy, runs his own ISP, and he designed the network last year. Last year was the first year we went to one VLAN per booth, plus VLANs for registration, wireless, and a couple of others. And he had, I think, two DSL lines bonded last year going out, and it was at 100%, but he had QoS on the network, and the Asterisk server worked flawlessly. And like you mentioned, it was like zero downtime. This year we're going to 100%, or 100 VLANs, as you mentioned, and four DSL lines bonded for our ISP connection. So it's a serious network. I was telling telling my wife tonight that the network is one that any enterprise would be proud to have, and I'm proud to have Stu as our tech committee chair.
Yeah, well, he definitely does a great job.
Everyone involved in the show has something that they aspire to improve over the years, and I think, I mean, my area is I want to get as many of the .orgs, particularly those ones that no one really, like those projects that no one really knows about or that very few people know about. Yvonne handles the sponsorship, and he wants to get as many sponsorships as possible. Sham is speakers. With Stu, he wants to make that network as bulletproof as possible. He wants to make any flaws. I mean, even last year, where it was like rock solid, he still came away and was saying like he could have done such and such better, or he could have improved here. So I'm sure after this year, it will be again, like, I mean, even if it will be like rock solid, he'll find flaws in it. But I mean, that's his thing. That's what he is looking to improve on for Scale.
Okay. But kind of moving on to the actual content of the talks, what would you say were the top, say, two or three sessions last year? I know you guys keep track of the attendance. And then what would you anticipate, because I'll go out on a limb based on the conferences or talks last year and say it was probably virtualization for at least the top one or two. And what do you anticipate being the top, you know, two or three this year? And who are kind of the keynotes and top speakers that you're looking forward to?
Well, that's a tough one. We have two keynotes this year. Some years we don't. Some years we have one. This year we have two keynotes. Joan O'Bacon is the keynote on Saturday, and on Sunday it's Stormy Peters with Open Logic, and both of those should be pretty interesting. Skimming the schedule here.
As you said, they're both really good speakers, and it's a really good topic. They should be really good talks to watch.
Some others that look really interesting. Ted Gould is going to talk about the the Ubuntu desktop and where they're taking it for usability, and that should be pretty interesting seeing what their plans are. Some of the others here, they're going to talk about Haiku again. One of the developers of AOE, which is ATA over Ethernet, will be talking. Akana Peck will be talking about GIMP and how to use it.
Josh Perkins will be going over some of the new features in Postgres 8.3, which just literally was released on Monday.
Right, and in the healthcare mini conference on Friday, I understand one of the major vendors is going to announce that they're releasing some of their software as open source. So that'll probably make the news.
Oh, great. Well, kind of while we're on the topic of the talks, I think one of the biggest complaints I heard last year was actually that some of the rooms were standing room only, and a couple times you couldn't even stand. You had to kind of stand in the hallway outside of the room. And I know there had been some talk of potentially moving. Scale 5 was at the Westin, and there was some talk about moving Scale 6 somewhere else. What kind of went into that decision to keep it at the Westin?
Well, I think what it came down to for us when we at the end of Scale 5, it was a familiar location. We knew how everything worked there, and so rather than move to a completely different venue where we would have to readjust to how they did things there, we decided to explore what other options were available to us in the Westin to kind of take on some of the larger tracks. And so one of the things that we've done this year is place a lot of the talks that we think will be the most popular talks into the larger rooms. And hopefully that will account for or take care of some of the overflow issues that we had last year.
Yeah, Jeremy, I think you can be pretty assured that this will be our last year at the Westin LAX. We've outgrown it. I'm told we could have used another 20 booths easily, but they were out of room. Our booths have even spilled out into the hallway, so we've pretty much maxed it out.
Okay. Now, you had mentioned the Friday special events, and you moved to three of them this year, so I'm going under the assumption that they were pretty popular. I noticed that you're also working with LAPSA, too. Can you tell me what's going on with that?
Well, we teamed up with LAPSA for they're actually doing some tutorial sessions, three-hour tutorial sessions, and it's something we've wanted to do for a number of years now because people always ask for the more in-depth on topics rather than, because there's not too much you can really cram into a 45-minute or a 50-minute talk. So, like you said, we've teamed up with LAPSA, and we'll have two classes on Saturday. The first one will be open source email systems, an approach to finding spam. And the second one will be an introduction to virtualization on Linux with Xen, which again, based on the talk that we had last year on virtualization, that should be a pretty popular one.
Okay, and those are included as well in the $70 admission?
They're not. They're actually a little bit more.
And those are all day, or those are half day each?
Each one is half day. The first one runs from 9 o'clock till 1 o'clock. The other one runs from 1 o'clock to 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock, and the next one runs from 1 o'clock to 4.
Okay. Jeremy, you were asking about the price of those. It's $300 for both sessions, and we've had a very good uptick. And by the way, that $300 gets you a free full access pass to the weekend also.
Okay, and for those of you not familiar with LAPSA, you might want to check it out. That's definitely a good value for what I'm sure you're going to be getting there. So that's about wraps up what I had as far as questions about Scale. Did you guys have, either of you, anything that you wanted to add or say?
We're excited of watching Scale grow. A little apprehensive that it might grow a little too much, but that's a good problem to have. And if anybody's, like you said, on the fence, come to Scale. You won't regret it. It's just a blast.
Yeah, I'm once again definitely looking forward to attending. Kind of moving on to more general Linux and open source, is there any one or two news stories that either of you have that you think are interesting at the moment and have a comment on?
I would just say that over the next year, I think we're going to see more and more news about Linux going mainstream, not only because commercial vendors are offering it like Dell on more and more of their models, but additionally some of the very what would be underpowered machines for a Windows OS are coming out, like the Asus machine and the XO. Those machines are very affordable, very portable, and they're very handy as a second machine, and they're a wonderful target for open source software, and I think we'll see more and more uptake of those.
Yeah, definitely. The EEPC looks like it's going to be a fantastic seller as far as kind of Linux on the desktops.
You know, I read someplace where they think they will sell enough in the next year to account for 10% of all laptop sales.
Wow, I hadn't seen that. That's a huge number.
It is huge.
Kind of the one story that I had picked out, if no one brought it up, was what do you think about the Sun MySQL acquisition?
Well, I don't have too much to comment about it other than the fact that it is an open source license, and if it gets too hard to maintain, there's always the famous fork.
So you're not optimistic about where it could go? It seems like people are pretty split on this one, which is why I'm kind of interested.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the fence.
Yeah. I think Sun's in an interesting position. It seems like no matter what they do for open source, most people are still kind of on the fence, which I kind of find interesting.
I think it'll be interesting to see like what Sun plans to do. There's a lot of speculation as to what their plans were in when they purchased MySQL. So I mean, the thing that I find most interesting is that a lot of the Postgres developers are actually Sun employees, and now Sun basically has both open source, both major open source databases at its disposal. So, I mean, either way, it'll be really interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I think from that perspective, the acquisition makes a lot of sense for Sun, because in the end, whether they like it or not, I still think Sun is a hardware company. And if there's one thing that needs a lot of hardware, it's databases. So if they can scale up Postgres and MySQL both, they'll sell a ton more hardware, I think, which really is their end goal, and a ton more ZFS, a ton more thumpers. You know, I think that databases really fit in pretty well with their overall hardware infrastructure, which is why I think it could actually be a pretty good acquisition for them.
You know, you're right. I hadn't thought about that. As they beef up MySQL and Postgres SQL, they start potentially cutting into the Oracle sales at the low end.
Yep. And I think NetApp at the low end, which probably has a lot to do with that litigation that's going on between NetApp and Sun. If they can start replacing the low end of those things and kind of moving up the chain, I think they have the potential to sell a ton more hardware, which I would guess is really their end goal behind all of this. But that's all I have for now. So if there's nothing left that either of you have to add, I'll wrap this up. With 2 days left to go to the show, I'm sure you're both phenomenally busy. So I do appreciate you taking this time out and coming on LQ Radio.
Well, for us, Jeremy, it starts tomorrow because we'll all be down there Thursday afternoon getting things set up. And hopefully a lot of your listeners will show up and they'll have a ball.
Just to reiterate what Orv said, is if anyone's listening and anyone's on the fence of whether or not they should come and check out Scale, they definitely should and will not be disappointed.
And yeah, I would recommend to all the listeners, if you're anywhere near the area and are able to attend, even if it's just for a day, I think for the price of admission, even a day is more than well worth it. If you can go all 3 days, all the better. I will be landing, I think, just after noon on Friday afternoon, so I will see you both then.
Sounds good.
We'll see you there, Jeremy.
Thanks.